a News 1130 special report.
Well, behind her warm smile is an incredible story of perseverance and survival. News 1130's John Ackerman concludes his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient of the award for social adversity.
Esther Matsubuchi, like so many of her generation, grew up around the pain of the Japanese internment camps of World War II.
I was only five, I think, so I don't remember much.
Her family ended up in Ontario. She grew up, started a family of her own, and one day learned nearly too late that she had advanced stage breast cancer. As part of a clinical trial, she and a group of women took to the water, became the first dragon boaters, and started a global movement.
Worldwide, we have over 200 teams, which is really something, because it all started here.
At 80 years young, she still takes to the water every season.
The paddling is good, but it's getting into the boat and back out, which is the hardest.
Esther has also advocated for survivors of sexual abuse. The only sister to five boys, she learned four of them had been abused by the local Anglican priest. Her willingness to speak out helped expose a cover-up that lasted decades.
And my brother, who is 85, he only told his wife about it 3 years ago.
Esther is humble about her story and sees herself as being just like any other person, but will allow this bit of life advice.
Just forget the bad parts and keep going. Something good will come out of it eventually.
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 special report.
Over the past 6 weeks, we've heard many stories of ordinary people overcoming extraordinary challenges. And now it's time for one more. News 1130's John Ackerman wraps up his series on this year's Courage to Come Back Awards with a look at the winner in social adversity, the social adversity category.
Esther Matsubuchi could be anyone's grandma, warm, kind, and always ready with a story or a chuckle. But beneath the surface is an incredible tale of survival and perseverance.
My children say it left me with inner problems, like I've become a hoarder and I keep everything I've got.
She was born during the time of the Japanese internment camps, but too young to completely know the pain firsthand.
I was only five, I think, so I don't remember the discrimination.
Years later, and now the matriarch to a family of six, she learned nearly too late she had advanced stage breast cancer. But Esther and a group of women set out to prove a point that one could survive the disease and still lead a full life. And they did this by putting their paddles in the water and becoming dragon boaters.
That was about 22 seasons ago, and I'm still going.
Esther also speaks out. When she learned four of her five brothers had been abused by an Anglican priest, she became an advocate.
And they live in Ontario, so I went and spoke for them.
Today, this grandmother of eight thinks she's just like anyone else. Her advice? Power through and don't look back.
No, just carry on and stay healthy.
I'm John Ackerman.
News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which will be handed out Tuesday, May 16th at the Vancouver Convention Center.